B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, I'll be ready for the pregame show with Devon on Sunday. And don't forget, Comcast Business, Everyday Business, a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. The great D-Gun. D, how are you, brother?
Anthony, how you doing this morning,
my
man?
What you doing, buddy?
I'm sitting here just looking over stats and wondering how this Eagles team is going to compete with Kansas City on Sunday. I mean, I think they can score in Kansas City, but I don't know. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and you know, Spagnuolo, they're ticked off bunch right now.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be interesting.
I actually know that firsthand.
You know.
I agree that they're pissed off. It's not going to be pretty. I mean, let's be real. We're going to be real or what? It's not pretty. The Eagles, there's no Mailata, right? So
you're
going to have Dillard. You're going to have Herbig. Yep. And you're going to have Landon Dickerson, who could barely walk. And you saw him walking. Yep. I mean, that's a banged up front.
And Lane Johnson dealing with an ankle, although I was told this morning that he should be fine, but still. When you're 6'5", 320 pounds, and, you know, you had the ankle surgery.
Sure.
You know what? I mean, your feet, your ankles, your knees, those are your plant thing. You got to have those to pivot, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know how bad it is. Could be a smokescreen. So keep an eye on Lane Johnson Sunday as well.
Oof. So, I mean, look at that line. And then you got Jalen,
like
who's swimming.
20 again.
Who's swimming. And the you know, I mean, he's young quarterback. And you know what happens? Now there's some tape. The DCs kind of have a feel of what you're going to do. You know, one of the things that aided them against Atlanta, besides Atlanta being bad, is nobody knew really what Sirianni was going to do to attack. You know.
Well, you know, the word's out on him now. I'm hoping he has a much more expansive playbook as we move forward. But if you look at Dallas did a good job of snuffing out the bubble screens and stuff like that. So you're right. And, you know, Kansas City's defense has been a sieve this year. I mean, that's one plus. You know, it's at the bottom of the barrel. It's giving up over 430 yards, almost 32 points a game. It's been a sieve.
Yeah, well, they also play good competition.
And they also had
no Frank Clark and no Honey Badger for a couple of those games.
Dude, you got to run the ball. You have to run the ball to make it competitive.
Yeah,
you can't. I'm still trying to get over this, Ant. I said this on several platforms this week. In all my years of watching, playing, and covering football, I've never been involved with a game. I can't remember where only three running plays were called to a running back.
Yeah, how about that?
I've never seen
that. What do you think, Sanders? You're very close to that room, D-Gun. What do you think, Miles Sanders? What's his mindset like?
Give me the ball.
Yeah, but I mean, knowing that he's been underutilized, how frustrated do you think the kid is?
He is, but he's not going to say anything on the surface, and he's extremely frustrated.
Yeah.
I mean, five touches in a game? He's one of your most electric players, and he has five touches in a game? You know, when things are spiraling out of control, this kid can get by chunk of real estate in a hurry. This kid can shake and bake and break one in a hurry. You don't, but five touches? For your lead running back in a game, man?
Nah, I mean, obviously.
Come on.
Yeah.
This kid's got to have at least 15, 20 touches. You have to feed the horse, man. You have to feed the horse.
What do you do on the other side of the ball, too? Because that's an issue as well.
Pray.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I mean, he's afraid. He's afraid of letting, you know, Calvin Ridley get behind him, what's he going to do with Tyreek Hill and Kelce? How deep is that two deep zone going to be? Is he going to play all the way out to the tolls of the Walt Whitman Bridge?
30 yards off the ball. Keep everything in front of me. Whatever you do, keep everything in front of me.
Oh, my God.
There's another kid on the other side, named Miko Hartman, that can
I know. That's go. My point. You got Hill and Hartman with that speed? I mean, knowing how the defensive coordinator thinks, I mean, where are they going to line up?
I would love to be in a coach's room this entire week with Nick Sirianni, Jonathan Gannon, trying to figure out how to rectify what happened on Monday night on a short week against this explosive team coming in here this week. I would just love to be in it because, you know, I mean, I've been listening to radio all week, and people are irate, and understandably so, but because it has gone from great to mediocre to extremely bad in less than 3 weeks with this team. And so there's nowhere to go but up. But you've got to do some basic things to keep that offense, the Kansas City offense, off the field. You know, you've got to test their interior time and time again. You cannot abandon the run. You know, you've got to play a different style of ball.
Like, I agree with you, but here's the problem. Let's be honest for a second. Let's be real for a second. So he's going to come out and he's going to try to establish the run because you have to. They're going to put up, I don't know, they're going to score touchdowns in their first three possessions. And it's going to be 21-3. And they're going to look and they're going to go, well, now we have to throw.
Do you have any optimism for this week at all?
No. Are you nuts? Like, listen, I didn't have any optimism for the season. So, let alone this week. I mean, we knew what this season was going to be. Like, which is why no expectations. To me, it was like a science experiment. Don't get emotionally involved.
So you're emotionally detached? Is that what you're saying?
I've been asked to tune us.
Well, you know what? I think the fool's goal was the way they came out and played against Atlanta. Got people jacked up.
We tried to warn them. Why?
Everywhere I went, people were jacked up after that Atlanta game.
But you can't. You can't. Right. I understand. I know. But you can't. Listen, it's fans, right? Like we want to be. Everyone wants to be excited. I'll never tell someone to be less enthusiastic. Listen, the way I approach it's not really fun, right? So I appreciate people wanting to believe in something.
I agree, but I'm a realist. I said pump the brakes. I'm not trying to drown anybody's enthusiasm. I said just pump the brakes. Let's watch this thing week to week, you know, and lo and behold, here we are today.
I know.
And, you know, a lot of people are extremely down, and I understand why.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I'm still shocked.
Well,
I keep playing that game over and over in my mind, brother.
Yeah, we need you to drum up some magic for Sunday in the pregame show. All right?
Man,
I got faith in you and Devon.
I'm trying, man. Devon looks at me and goes, I don't know what D-Gun's going to say next, but just hold the fort. You just never know.
I want you on that wall, D-Gun.
Look, man, I'm trying to be optimistic, but, Ant, how long have you known me, man?
Dude, I'm not telling you to be optimistic. Listen, they're going to get drilled. Be real, they're going to get drilled, but that's all right. Like, you know, let's see how you fare. You know, can you give me any semblance of fight against a great team? And the Chiefs are a great team. They're not supposed to be in this game.
No, they're not. But I said the only ray of hope for me is to try to penetrate that KC front seven as much as you can. Try to control the clock and keep Mahomes off the field as much as you can.
Yeah, I get you.
That's it.
That's it, baby. That's
wisdom. That's all I can see right now.
I will see you on Sunday, brother.
You're going to be there?
No, but I'll be listening to you.
Oh, I thought you were going to join us on Sunday, man.
No, I will be joining you shortly. It's one of these, I can't wait to do it. I got baseball tournaments during we got little man's got fall ball. So as soon as that happens, that's over soon. I'll be coming to see you.
You mean to tell me there will be a week when I get to sit side by side with the great Anthony Gargano and yuck it up and talk football and
I can't wait. Yeah, we're gonna have fun. Yeah.
I can't wait for this. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I look forward to the pregame show because I do love to listen. I'm on my way back and I go, wow, I mean, put my man on, my two guys, you and Devon. Brother, have a great week, man, and we'll see you on Sunday, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.